At the moment, it's night here, so it's a little bit difficult for us to get a full picture of the damage. What I can tell you is that we certainly experienced the earthquake in Kabul this afternoon. We were in our offices and the building shook for what was probably only seconds, but certainly seemed to be a lot longer than that. Our priority over the last couple of hours has been ensuring the safety of our staff, and all of our staff are okay, but we have sustained some damage to our office in Kabul. The roof has partially collapsed on the top floor. So what we're doing at the moment is basically now going through with staff and ensuring that their families are okay. And hopefully as we get some daylight tomorrow, we'll start to get a better picture of the impact that this earthquake has had.
Have there been any direct appeals to CARE to help in the epicenter area of the quake yet?
We are basically, yes, we are in contact with the various agencies that coordinate disaster response in Afghanistan, and we're certainly pre-positioning our supplies to respond. As information becomes more available to us tomorrow, then we will look at how and where we may be able to respond. But at the moment, we simply just don't have a lot of information coming through to us. We are getting informal reports of unfortunately some casualties as well as damage to buildings.
CARE's website points to risk reduction activities for potential disasters in Afghanistan. What are those reduction activities, and are they helping with this quake?
I think, you know, that remains to be seen. As I said, you know, we don't have a full picture of the impact of the earthquake at the moment. A lot of our risk reduction work is really looking at mitigation for flooding as well as for drought. But at this stage, I think, you know, it's difficult for me to comment on the actual impact of the earthquake.
What can people in Atlanta do if they want to help?
What I would ask them to do is go to our website, and we'll obviously do our best to keep people updated on CARE's response activities.
What's the risk of aftershocks for people in the affected earthquake area?
Yes, there is certainly that risk, and we are concerned about that. And there's been a couple of small tremors, but no major aftershocks. That is obviously a concern. And what we have done is really warn our staff about the potential for aftershocks and how to manage those.
In general, what's next for people in the affected earthquake areas?
As I say, I think when we get some daylight tomorrow, we'll have a better picture of what damage has been done to people's houses. We know generally after an earthquake, people's needs are around food, shelter, blankets, tarpaulins. These sorts of items are quite important for people to assist in helping them get back on their feet. And CARE has these kinds of stocks available in Kabul, and we are monitoring the situation and are ready to respond if need be.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks.